Hello to all my Chavarim, Yeshir Tovus Moshe, and around the world. We are continuing on our Shir Mishnah in Mishnayos. We're doing Maseches Megillah. We're starting today, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. And it goes like this. Ezuhi Gerdola. What is considered a big city? As the Tversirah says, a big city, you have to read it on your Dalet, not like a Kfar, which you can move it earlier. Even if a bigger city would be bringing food and water to an even bigger city, it wouldn't be allowed to read the Megillah earlier. So what's considered a big city that would have to read on your Dalet, not move earlier to any other day? Kol sheyesh ba asara batlanim. If there are 10 people who are idle, as Rav explains, they sit in the basic Knesses, and they don't work, and the Tzibur supports them in order that they'll always be there for a minyan in the basic Knesses. The Tzibur Kivayi brings from the Ran that we don't really have to say that the Tzibur supports them. It's just that any city that has people who get up early and stay late in order to be there for the Shas Tefillah in the basic Knesses, that's considered Asar Bat Lama if 10 of them do that. But Pachas Mikan HaReis HaKfar, if you don't have 10 people sitting available to make a meeting with others, it's a Kfar. As Ritva says, it doesn't matter how big the city is, if there's no 10 people that are sitting idle in order to be there for the minyan, it's like a kfar, and they would go earlier to the Amakanisa. The Sfas Emes and Daftala Mabez asks that the Gemara and Daftala Mabez teaches us that the reason that they gave the kfarim the opportunity to read the Megillah earlier than Yudalit, when they go in for the Yom HaKnisa, that is so they'll be available to bring food and water to the big cities. And why should it be then that a city that doesn't have 10 batlanim could go earlier if they're not in the business of supplying food and water? And he answers that originally the Atakana was actually for the kfarim, to make sure they'll be there available to bring the food and water to the larger cities. But then they extended the din as well, that even cities that are bigger than a kfar, but if they don't have Asar Batlanim, they can also do the same thing and read the Megillah earlier. Okay. Mishnah continues. Be'elu amru makdim v'lo ma'achrim. In these, we say makdim v'lo ma'achrim. It's a little difference of way the Mefarshim, what does these mean? Be'elu. Rashi Rav means in the times that the Megillah, okay, as Rashi says, if Yudalef falls on Shabbos, then the days, extra days mentioned in the Megillah comes into play. And the Rav would explain, if the Kriya falls out on Shabbos. It's Faisis Yantif says, according to the Rav, that we're dealing with the times in the Megillah, then we're talking about Yudalef and Tesfav, that one of those days happen, and Rashi explains if it falls out on Shabbos, and therefore the Elu goes on the earlier days. So on when is it earlier days? And according to the Rav, when do we say the Yedalot and Tesfav? And the Rav explains based on the Rishami that the Elu means not on the days, but on the mitzvah Megillah and also Truma Shkalim, that they gave the Shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash, because on the first of Adar they make an announcement about Shkalim, and not in the first of Nisan. And the reason according to Ron is that we don't want to have Karbanos Tiber brought only from the Truma Chadasha. The Rashba and the Ritva say that maybe Edel goes on the Ayaras and the Kfarim that don't have 10 Batlanim. When do they move earlier to the Yom HaKnisa? In any event, when these halakas we did till now, we're talking about when you could go earlier to read the Megillah earlier than the Yudalet, because you can get there earlier for the Yom HaKnisa. But the Mishnah continues, Avos man atzei kohanim, which for the wood of the kohanim, as Rashi says, Maseches Tainis daf chaf ches man aleph. And Rashi and the Rav add on that there were special families that had a set day every year that they would bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash for the maracha, for the fire that the carbon has to be burnt on. And they bring a carbon of Eitzim, with together they bring Olos and Nedavos. And if that date happened to fall out on Shabbos one year, they push it off to the next day. So not like the Megillah that you move it earlier. For the Atzei Kodem, you move it later if it falls out on Shabbos, the Israel says. And then the day that they bring their wood, that's a big yantif for that family. And the Rashi on the Rif says, someone who brings wood has a schus to keep bringing wood until the next time that someone else made an adava to bring wood. Therefore, if the second person would move a day earlier because it fell on Shabbos, he'd be banging into the schus of the person who was there previously. So therefore, we only push it up, and we don't push it back, not to take it away from anyone else's schus. Another thing that we are ma'acher, we push ahead and we don't look back, is the Mishnah says Tisha B'Av. As Rashi and the Rav explain, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, same thing with the Zayin B'Tammuz and Asar B'Tevis, we push it further. Rashi adds, this that we mentioned only Tisha B'Av is because there was extra double tzaris, both by Rishon and by Sheni were destroyed, and everyone fasts on Tisha B'Av. But the other tzomos, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Mabez, that Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Emesanim. Yes, possibly you do fast, possibly you don't fast. The first rule, the Gemara there explains, what does this mean? Possibly you fast, possibly you don't fast. That's only when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we still need to keep Tisha B'Av. But there's no Shmad all over. And when the Mishnah was taught, that was in the time of Rebbe, where Antoninus was the Kesar, and he loved Klal Yisrael. As it says in Gemara, Avodah Zarah, Daf Yirmat Aleph. But the Tur in Archai and Sim and Tav Kuf Nun writes that nowadays everyone knows Makabal, the Chiyuv, to always fast these days until the Mikdash will be rebuilt, Meir Yameinu. The Ritva says, but if Tanis Esther would fall on Shabbos, we would move it back and we wouldn't be ma'acherit. We wouldn't push it off ahead one day because it has nothing to do with Paranis. There's no reason to push it off. You can move it earlier. And the Makid Mishnah, Hilchos Tainis Parakei Mishnah Hay says, also it's not possible to push it ahead because the day after Tainis Esther would be Purim. So you can't have Tainis Esther and Purim together. So therefore the Tainis Esther gets moved back. The Ritva says, when we pull back the Tainis, if it fell on Shabbos, we move it earlier, we move it back to Thursday. We don't move it to Friday because we don't want someone to come into Shabbos being weak. So far we talked about Tisha B'Av gets pushed ahead, the Atzei Kodem gets pushed ahead. Also the Mishnah says Chagiga, as Rashi and the Rav explain. If Yantif fell on Shabbos, the Shalmei Chagiga gets pushed the next day because it has Tashlumim for all 7 days. This is Yantif says, even if it's Shavuos, as he explains in Masechtas Chagiga, the first parak Mishnah Vav, that Shavuos also has 7 days afterwards for Tashlumen. The Tiferes Yisrael says, we're talking about the Shechit of the Shalmei Chagiga. Okay, on the Yantif, the fell on Shabbos, that is what we're pushing off. If a Hakel, that's another thing, Hakel gets pushed off. Rashi and the Rav say, where it says Hakel is Ha'am, which was the first year after Shemitah, on the night after either the first day. Machlokas in the gears is here. Either the first day of Sukkot or the last day of Sukkot. As it says, Mikesh Shevashanim B'mayid Shasa Shemitah. That's in Devarim Perek Lamed Aleph Pesukim Yud through Yud Beis. And we have in Masechta Sota Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph that the Melech would be reading the Torah, Sefer Devarim, Mishnah Torah, and everyone had to come to bring their children, as it says, Hakel Sa'ama Nashama Nashama Ataf. And at Shabbos, it's impossible to bring the kids. You can be carrying them through Shisarabim. And therefore, we push the Hakel to the next day. And Rashi adds, and the Gemara Yisham explains that the reason we don't do it on Shabbos is not because of carrying the kids, because you have to build a bima for the reading of the Torah. As it says, there was a wooden bima that was made for the king in the Azari. He would sit on it. And the Gemara says, so why don't they do it even before Shabbos? And the answer, because it would be too crowded in the Azara, so they didn't do that. They only built it for the exact time they needed it and took it apart afterwards. And since it was Shabbos, they couldn't do that. The Siyatra says, another reason you can't bring the taf is, even though we say chay noisi es atzmo, there's no problem of carrying a living person, as it says in the 10th parak on Shabbos Mishnah Hay, that's where it says it's potter there if someone does it. But anytime it says potter, it's potter aval aser, it still would be aser drabbanan except for three special cases. So it would be an aser drabbanan to carry a child through the Rishis HaRabba. And also, if he's a cotton that can't put one foot down and then move the next foot, maybe it would be considered something, a complete chiv d'oraisa, as it says in the 18th parak in Shabbos, Mishnah Beis, certain time, by the time a child gets to a certain stage, it might be a d'oraisa to carry him. Okay, and the whole point of bringing children was to give a schar to the people who bring them, as it says in the Gemara Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And therefore, even if he's very small, there's a schar to those who bring it, and they want to bring their children to get the schar, so therefore it can't be done on Shabbos. So we push it off to the next day, the Hakel. Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings another reason from the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chagiga, because at the Hakel they blew the Tekiah and the Chatzaisres, and they had special tefillas, and those things would not be Decha Shabbos, so you couldn't do it. So we push off the Hakel to the next day. And both of these reasons are mentioned in the Rishalmi, as the Kesher Mishnah brings over there. So we say in the Mishnah, all these different things you mentioned, the Hakel, the Chagiga, the Tisha above, the Eitz Kohanim, Ma'achrim v'lo Makdimim, you push them all ahead and you don't go earlier, as Rav says, because the Chiv didn't come yet, and Tisha above, the reason is because we don't want to move the Perennius earlier than you have to. Tesis Yantz says, the reason we need this extra reason, Akdumi Purani, is why don't we say the Chiv didn't come yet? Because since from Yitzayim B'Tamas, the city was already broken into, so we see it was already at Zman Tainus for all these days that came before Tisha B'Av. So you might think it would be okay to move Tisha B'Av earlier. And also it says in Maseches Tainus Parak Daled Mishnah Zayin that on the 7th of Av, the Goyim already went into the Hechel. So maybe that's another reason to make Tisha B'Av even earlier if need be. We say no, still leave Tisha B'Av where it is, don't make it too early, move it ahead if you have to, if Shabbos falls on it. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Al Pish Amar Magdim Yom Ma'achrim, even though, as its first Shah explains, even though for Kriyas Megillah, we move earlier and we don't move it later, Mutar B'Hesped Tainus. You could still allow to have Hesped on Tainus. Rezerel says, on the day that they moved it, that they're going to be reading the Megillah early, you can do a Hesped and Tainus on those days. And also, Matanas L'Vyayinim, the Mishnah says, as it's Tosfos Yontif explains, that if, brings from the Rambam, that anybody who gave Matanas L'Vyayinim on those days, Yad Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, they are Yaitse Yidei Chayvas. But Shalach Manos, we only do it at the time when the day when this is Suda, because Manos were given so that people have food to eat. And the Rif brings from the Yishami that Suda's Purim, we don't make it move earlier, as the Rav mentioned in the Mishnah previously. Tiferes Yisrael says you could give Matanos Avyonim earlier, even though it's not really this man yet. So, and if you did, it's okay, you don't have to give it again on Purim, but Mishloach Manos only can be done on Purim. But the Mishnah concludes, Amar Behuda Emasai, when is this? That the B'nai HaKfarim, as the verse explains, that the B'nai HaKfarim go earlier, that's Makam Shenachnasim B'Sheni B'Chamishi. That's when they have these earlier get-togethers in the big cities on the Monday and Thursday, if they don't, in Colonel Zimisvana, still you have to do it on the 14th. Now, some will learn that only when there's a Bezdin or Kriyas HaTorah in the big cities, that's when you're allowed to be Mokdim. But Meiri says if the Kfar has a minyan that gets together on Monday and Thursday to read the Torah, so that in that minyan they could get together earlier to read the Megillah with their minyan. But if there's no Bezdin or Beis HaKnesses in the first shot, or according to Meiri, that there's no minyan to read the Torah, then yet in the kfar, then you have to go to the Monday or Thursday in the city. Moving on to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dala, which in the Gemara is on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Koras Megillah Ba'adar Rishon V'Nisabra Shana Koras Ba'adar Sheni. You read the Megillah first in Adar, it was Yudal and Adar, you read the Megillah, and then all of a sudden they made the Ibra Shana, they added another month. So you have to read it again in Adar Sheni. The Kati says, you're not Yatzi Chova if you read it in the first Adar. Mission continues. Ain bein Adar Rishon LaAdar Sheni. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. As the Rav says, there's no difference between Yudalan and Tesvav of Adar Rishon to Yudalan and Tesvav of Adar Sheni. Elo, the mission says, Kriyas Megillah Vantan Sav Yonim. And Rashi says that if you did it in the first Adar, Kriyas Megillah and Vantan Sav Yonim, you weren't Yaitza. The Rav says, as far as Hesped and Tainus, that they are equal, that you can't do it on either one. Tosfos says the reason where it is, why do we do it not to Sheni and not to Risha and the Megillah? Mismachula Purim, the Gula Pesach is Adif. We want to have the Gula of Purim close to the Megillah, the Gula of Pesach, so you do it on a Sheni, so it's close to Nissan. And the Rishalmi, the beginning of Shkolim, says as far as being Mashmiya la Shkolim, it's also different. You Mashmiya in the second, not the first Adar. But the maskan of the Bavli, that we say there's a chsuri mechzer or a hachitani. This is what the Gemara puts in. Ein ben yudala chal Adar v'chulu. So it's not talking about the whole month. So forget about the thing about the shkalam. That's why it's not mentioned. We're just talking about the Megillah. It's just talking about yudala. The first Ral says, and also shlach manos is the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Beis. The reason it's a bigger chiddush, it didn't mention it in our Mishnah, the Shalach Manos, they mentioned the bigger chiddush about Matan Sav Yonim. Even though you put out money for Matan Sav Yonim, now you have to put out money again, you're going to lose money. Still, you have to wait, you do it again in Adar Sheni. And certainly, Shalach Manos, that you can just exchange with someone else, with another friend, so you're not going to necessarily lose anything. And so therefore, it didn't have to mention. As far as Hesped and Tainus, they're both Be'isr, as we said. This is Yonder brings from the Ran, and Mishloach Manos is also, like we said, only on the second Adar, even though that they were Makdim to give Matanos of Yonim when they read the Megillah. And they don't do Mishloach Manos. The reason is because, again, tied to the Suda, has to be next to the Suda. The Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph says, the difference, there is another difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni about the Dalet Parshios, that you read it in Adar Sheni. The Rush says, this whole din that you have to read it again is only if you read the Megillah on the Adar Rishon, and that day they added an Adar Sheni. So then both days are considered Yom Tovim. Okay, you can't have Hesped and Tainus, that's what he's talking about, and both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. But if they knew ahead of time that there's going to be an Adar Sheni, so Hesped and Tainus would be Mutter and Yudalet and Tesvav in Adar Rishon. The Tur and the Rif explain that not only that it's Osir in the Tainus on Yudalet and Adar Rishon, but they say this is even a Chiv in Adar Rishon of a Suda on that day. But the Maisa, we weren't makabel the Shita of this Tur La Halacha, but still, on those days of Yudal and Tesvav Adar Rishon, called Purim Katan, we don't say Tachnan, we don't say Lamatzeach, because there's the words inside the Lamatzeach, Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara, so it's not a Yom Tzara, and Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, Simon, Tav Reish, Tzadik Zayin, Sif Aleph, the last Simon and Sif in the Shulchan Aruch says that he brings that some say that you're mechuyev to be marba with simcha and mishnah, mishnah and simcha on yadalat of adar rishon. He brings that from the tour in the name of the Rif. But we don't have ein ha'agim kem. We don't have that minik. Still, you should be. You should add a little bit to a suda in order to be yotze the day of machmirim, and he ends up the ramah v'tov leiv mishnah tamid. It's always good to have a mishnah. Now the dir shows yod aleph and the brings from the shas and shivas being in Shlomo to the grash the Ron Reb Shimon Hakayan, Reb Shlomo Hakayan of Vilna in Hilchos Megillah Simon Nun Test. What does the Ramah mean when he ended up Shulchan Aruch with Tov Leiv Mishnah Tamid. He wants to tie back to the beginning, way back in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, where it says there, Shivisa Shem Anekti Samid, Hu Klal Gadol B'Tayra. So therefore, he ends up here now, V'Tov Leiv Mishnah Tamid. How does that go together? He's trying to give you an Eitz Tova. If someone is a Yirei Shemayim, he's Chassid, and from one side, he wants to machan himself to be out to every possible shita, and he wants to be marba in simcha and mishnah, even in yidalda the rishon. But on the other hand, he's afraid to have simcha and mishnah because maybe the halacha is like those who say you don't have to be like mishnah and simcha, and therefore if he makes a suda according to them, it's a suda's rishus, and he wants to be acting chassidus and makbid not davanah at all from a suda's rishus. So how is he going to handle both to be Yotze Dechova of both Shitas? So therefore the Ramah says, gives him an Eitzah Tova, and an easy Eitzah. He should always be Mekayim, Shivisi Hashem, L'negdi Samed. Everything he does, all his eating, should be L'shem Shemayim. Whenever he eats anything, it'll be L'shem Shemayim. So there's no such thing as a Suda's Rishus for him. Everything goes after your Kavana. And therefore, a Tov Leiv, someone who is Tov Leiv, he is pure-hearted, he could make Bisamech all his days and make a Mishnah Tamid when he wants to be Yotze, the Chover of both Shitas. He doesn't have to worry that it might be a Suda's Rishus. As long as he has Kavana to do the right thing, it'll all work out for him. Let's do one more Mishnah. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hei in the Gemara in Daf Zayin and Beis. Ein Bein Yantav L'Shabbos El Eichel Nefesh Bolvad. The difference between Yantav and Shabbos is Eichel Nefesh, cooking. Rashi says that's the only thing which mutl chadchila to do on Yantav, and it's also doing Shabbos. But as far as onshem, there are a lot of things like skila and karis, which is on for Shabbos, and the Yantav is only a lav. The Rav says our Mishnah is Beis Shammai, which you see in Beis Daf Yud Beis Mat Aleph. They hold ein motzinas a cotton for los alula for los sefer Torah which is a rabbi. You can't carry out a cotton, a lulav, or sefer Torah which is a rabbi. Since there's no tzorach archel nefesh for them, we only allowed you to do things with archel nefesh. But the halach is not like that. We pass in like Beis Hillel, who say mitok shehutra tzal letzorach achila, you're allowed to carry for tzorach achila, e hutra nami shalol tzorach achila. And there's also other things, like on Shabbos, you can't do it, and it's mutra on yantif. Even on the not tzorach archel nefesh, like mashilim peiros derech haru b'yantif on yantif, you need, your Paris that are on your roof might get ruined in the rain, you can drop them down through your skylight on Yantif, but you can't do it on Shabbos. So Taisa Rebbe Kiveir asks, based on what the Rebbe says in Simon Reshma and Vav, and I'll go to Shulchan Aruch over there, Sif Gimel, in the name of the Shibali Leket, that a person is not Batsuva on Shvisas Behemto on Yantif, and according to the Ramban in Sefer Tolos Adam, that he writes that maybe it is that on Yantif there is no din of Shvisas Avdo, which is brought also in the Beis Yosef Siman Tav Kuf Pei Vav. So therefore, weren't those things also mentioned, things that are different between Yantif and Shabbos, Shvisas Behemto and Avado? And in the Boaz, the very scroll in the Boaz says, even though when we say Ein Bein, it's Dafka, it's just those things, like we have in part, still, only if two items that we're comparing are equal, as it says in Tainus Daf Yud Gilmot Aleph, I'll tell you a proof, because otherwise there's a lot between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. There's the Hei Inuyim on Yom Kippur, and according to Rafam, there's no Erev Yitzhak Yom Kippurim, as it says in Krisis Daf Yud Dalam and Aleph. So it's not necessarily that has to be exactly equal, exactly everything written in the Mishnah, if it's not too equal dinim. And I personally think that maybe the Mishnah is just trying to tell you things that are different as far as Lamatis Malachas go, and where there's a chiluk that Echol Nefesh, all those avoides, malachas, would be Osar and Shabbos and Motra and Yantav. The Mishnah continues, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim, the rest of Israel says, and as far as Yisurim go, El Shazez Don Be Yidei Adam, Bezez Zedon Be Kares. One, you get punished by people for Shabbos, Kares. I mean, you get skila, and here Yom Kippurim there's Karis. Rashi Rav says Shabbos Mrs. Besdin, and the first rule says Yom Kippur is Karis, from as Tosfos Yonder brings from the Gemara that the main chomer of the avon of Yom Kippur is Karis. But if they get Masra and he got Malkus, then he would be Potter, as it says at the end of Malkus. Kol chayv kriis v'shalako nefdiro fi mochay kriis kares. But you got Malkus, you'd be potter. And Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger brings the Gemara as far as tashlumim, they're both equal. That the Mishnah is for Bechoy ben Akana, and Yom Kippur is just like Shabbos as far as Kimle ben Aram Minei. If you're getting a greater punishment, you don't pay the tashlumim for something you did if you were mazik someone on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Meiri says our Mishnah is only talking about things that are mechuyev, the chiyuvim, the punishments. But Isurim, certainly Yom Kippur is more chamer. There have the five inuyim. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.